You're listening to Under the Skin, episode number 2, recorded August 31st, 2005. Hi, welcome to Under the Skin. We're back, despite all odds, for our second episode. So far, the feedback's been pretty good. We're looking forward to doing this for a while. I'm glad to welcome back our special guest host, and I only call her that because I don't know if I can hold on to her forever, Kristen Hatcher from Power User TV.
Yes, yes, here yes, I am. Yes.
Yeah. And she's here to keep the nerddom to a minimum and allow us to actually sound somewhat professional.
I'm going to try.
Okay. We're going to try. I'm going to really quick run through what's been going on in the skinning community over the last week. Then we're going to bring in Chris Quillis from Stardock, who is probably the most important person to skinning that you've never heard of. He's known on... If you've ever been to Pound Stardock in the IRC, you've heard of Chris. He's Nakor. He essentially is like the evil Dogbert of Stardock. He keeps... When customized going, he keeps... Object Desktop going. He wrangles the developers. He's the, if not the father of Object Desktop, certainly like the legal guardian. So he'll, yes. I can say the nice things while he's not on, so he'll have to hear these things later. But all right, so in skinning this week, the news item that I'm going to mention first is not actually that big, but it's important to us at Under the Skin is that Under the Skin has found a home, so we are now going to be your fortnightly skinning podcast. We found out that bi-weekly could mean either twice a week. Or twice a week.
Right.
Both of those uses are correct. Way too confusing. So, fortnightly. And
yes, which is so much a better word anyway. Yeah.
Which means 2 weeks. Yes. Yes. For those of you who haven't seen F-Troop. So... so that's our big news. We have Power User TV has given us essentially a subdomain. So we are undertheskin.poweruser.tv. If you go to undertheskin.net, it will just forward you to there. We will have all of the episodes linked there, links to the show notes. We have forums, comments. So please give us feedback. That's what we need. The more questions, the better, the more things we can cover that you want to hear. All right. So aside from our big announcement, which is not really that big, a couple things happened this last week or two in Skinny that I thought are really cool and worthy of mention. First one is the Win Customized subscription contest that a bunch of actual users have gotten together and done. So it's not actually an official Stardock or official Win Customized thing. It's just users getting together and trying to promote the community and promote skinning. So that's really good news.
It's a very cool thing, actually, yes. And I think they're giving away several subscriptions.
Ooh.
So, yeah, they have different categories and you can win, you know, in a category. So we really would like to thank Ama02, Fairy, Black Zero, Bitcher, Jaffo, and Apocalypse67 for starting this.
Yeah,
it's a great idea, and yeah. It's wonderful for the community.
Yes, yes. And another cool community thing is another website has launched, and I think it's actually been around for a little bit before this, but it hit the Win Customized message board this week, is Skinning SOS, which is an entire website, more or less an elaborate message board, completely dedicated to helping skinners out. And when you got a question on not just, you know, why isn't this working, or, you know, how do I? So, I mean, they have sections for not just Stardock things. They have SysMatrix. They have Windows Media Player. You know, they have pretty much all the Bane skinning applications. The whole forum's just dedicated to that. So if you got a question, go there. Let's make this site popular, because God knows anyone who's ever made a skin knows they need help, and once you've gone through it, you want to help other people out. So once again, I want to thank Millimeter for that. I think he is one of the main people behind it, if not the main person behind it. And good work, and hopefully that'll take off, and we'll get even more good skinners out of this.
Absolutely.
Little news, little far off news, kind of slipped in to the message board was that Windows Messenger 8 was the feature list was leaked. Leaked, we say in quotes, because everybody knows it, apparently. One of the things, I mean, all kinds of neat features, but we're a skinny podcast, so of course the only one I care about is the fact that it is supposed to be skinnable. At 1.7, I think, was going to be skinnable, and, you know, it wasn't. I mean, it probably is if you knew how to hack it, because it's all just using certain graphics, but... So hopefully that'll be neat. It would sure be nice to have my Messenger match, not have to use Trillion, you know, which is a great app too. But, you know, I'm kind of tied to the hip to Messenger, so I would like to see that feature get in.
Absolutely.
One last really cool thing to note is that Skinny.net has put together essentially a 21 questions interview that it sent out to a bunch of skinners. I'm one of them,
Have you finished your interview yet, Paul?
No, I have not. I am sorry. I was busy with that whole job thing. And so anyways, but it's really cool. Another good example of the community chipping in. If you want to hear about, you know, you got questions about your favorite skinner, good place to look. And hopefully someday I will actually get mine up there.
Head on over to skinning.net and check it out.
Okay. Now, last item of note is that Win Customize, it's August, it's summer, and it's... generally like one of the slowest times of the year is hitting 20 million visitors this month. Win Customize has been notoriously slow in the summer, or slower, and this month has been really high. And one of the people we have to thank for that is Chris Quillis. Am I saying your name right, Chris?
Close enough. Okay. It's certainly better than most of the substitute teachers all throughout school. Mr. Quillis.
I always call you Qualls. Chris Qualls. Anyways, who is known on IRC and in other avenues on the internet as Nikor. Chris has been around in the skinning community since like its inception. A lot of you have probably never heard of him. He's kind of the man who Brad rides around and makes sure everything gets done. And he's the one who's going, Brad, you know, maybe we should actually, you know, make sure it's doable. So, Chris, hello.
Good evening, Paul. How you doing?
Okay. Chris is the one who I used to ask questions in the middle of the night before I started working at Stardog. You have been around for a while in the community. Most people don't know you, but what brought you into skinning? What brought you to Stardock? You know, how did you get in this?
Well, I like to keep a low profile, so I haven't gone and answered the 21 skinning questions. But for the record, my birthday is in December. I like long walks on the beach, and chocolates are fine. No, I've been involved with computers since, you know, high school, the end of high school, basically. And, you know, it was before we had this whole interweb thing and, you know, to get on the AOL or whatever it was. But I started off with IBM's OS2 operating system and a little bit of Windows 3 on the side. And, you know, in some ways, my skinning roots go back as far as anyone's, because I was resource hacking video drivers on Windows 3 and Windows 3.1 in order to have like different OS close buttons on my Windows back in like 1992, 93, 94. Over the course of the years, as OS2 faded away and the things that we did on OS2, like Object Desktop on OS2's was it called Enhanced Look? I think it was called Enhanced Look. I can't even remember these days, where we'd customize the title bars and the buttons. Eventually, we had to make the transition over to Windows, at which time I'd helpfully graduated from school and was able to come to Stardock and help keep things chugging along and bringing some of the desktop enhancements that really made OS 2 indispensable to everybody on Windows.
So were you working with Stardock from Chicago or already?
Once upon a time, Brad found his way onto the internet back in the good old days. And as Stardock was producing a video game at the time called Galactic Civilizations for OS 2, I was all about that. I was like, "Woohoo! Let's get a video game on OS 2. Let's get more video games on OS 2." Because you got to remember, this was back in the days when 320 by 240, you know, EGA, VGA, DOS games were the norm. And here's this company putting out a game with, you know, 1024 by 768, you know, 256 or more colors, multi-threaded, you know, multitasking, you know, deep AI, all of these things that you couldn't get in a single tasking DOS game at the time. And I was fascinated. It was the cutting edge of where game development was in some ways, even though nobody wound up actually using OS 2 for very long. And I started off by beta testing Galactic Civilizations for Brad.
So the gaming really brought you to Stardock, not...
Yep, gaming was really what built the foundation for Stardock until around 94, 95 when Kurt Westerfeld, who's frankly a genius, single-handedly developed the concept of Object Desktop for OS 2, or as he called it, the Workplace Shell Toolkit /2, to keep in line with IBM's naming at the time. And Kurt was one of the few people on planet Earth who actually understood how IBM's OS 2 desktop, the workplace shell, worked, and how to literally inherit and extend it and twist it around and do all sorts of things with it that we're still missing on Windows and all the other OSs today.
But now, unfortunately, you're stuck in Windows.
But you know, I can always fire up a virtual PC of my OS 2 installation and listen to the logon sound just to, you know, make myself feel at home.
Memories. but I mean, I've seen, you know, I owned OS 2. I used it for like a week, and Brad is constantly ribbing me for that. But you see back then, and I guess it's not really fair to compare, but I mean, you were customizing, you know, the little corners, and you had a cool tab dock, and I mean, you had a lot of really neat things. But now, I mean, if you look at these screenshots, you go to Win Customize, you look at a screenshot of somebody who's got a whole suite of applications on there, it's mind-blowing. I mean, it looks like a whole different, I mean, every other person's computer looks completely different.
Go ahead.
Most of that is, or a lot of it, great portion of those things are brought to us by Object Desktop, which, you know, you pretty much are the wrangler for, you know. And what about Object Desktop? How did Object Desktop come about? Was it just essentially inheritance of the model from OS 2, or did you guys get onto Windows and go, well, maybe we should specialize more on customization, on skinning, or was it – because, I mean, there's less apps in it now that are just like a tool than they're
used to. I'm gonna sidebar from that for one quick second, and I'm gonna jump back to OS 2, and I'm gonna say, if you want a little bit of the pedigree in terms of, you know, what I was skinning and what we were doing on OS 2 back in, like, you know, 95, 96, you can visit stardock.com/temp/kwilas/desktop.html. And view my award-winning desktop from 1996 when Stardock held its first, you know, make some cool desktop with our software thing. And that's right up there along with, you know, all of the little pieces that I put together in order to be able to win that.
So it was like the GUI championships of 1990.
Yep, or actually, it was late 95, actually.
Wow. Well, I never win anything.
that's okay, because you're an employee of the company now, so you know you can't.
Yeah,
actually,
so I kind of
win.
Won the best prize of all. I actually get paid to do this stuff.
Yeah. Well,
and your prize for today is healthcare.
Today, that's worth a lot.
Yes.
It indeed.
So so Object Desktop is, you know, what was it originally intended to be more applications like Note, or what did you call it, Object Edit and Drive Scan and little things like, and Object Zip, were those going to be more of the push, or was it always more, you know, window blinds, desktop X?
I think it's fair to, and I don't want to say I was there definitively for all of this, because I was still graduating college when some of these decisions were made and the direction was taken. But initially, yes, the transition from plan from OS 2 to Windows, and our customers who were using OS 2 at the time came with us to Windows, because, you know, IBM had pretty much abandoned them as well. And they were really fundamental in wanting to have some of these same things, like the tab launchpad, like Control Center, like the virtual desktops, like ObjectZip, that they'd had on OS 2 brought over to Windows. And that was kind of the foundation for the first year or two. We experimented in-house with bringing over the Enhanced Look application that we had on OS 2 for doing the skinning, customizing the title bars and the buttons, and basically wound up tossing out what we developed twice. One of the guys who developed it for us swore that it could never be done and went off to go work for Microsoft instead. We kind of have a history of that here at Stardock. Once you're here, it's either up and out, or you stay and you're stuck in the La Brea tar pit for life.
Hey, we have a nice La Brea tar pit. A nice pit.
It's a much nicer pit than at the end of June.
That is true.
That's because we have a new office for people who, well, everyone.
And it is lovely. Yes.
Yes, it is very lovely.
So. Over time, the skinning and the customization stuff, we really felt that, you know, this isn't something that was going to be going away, and we felt that we should be really one of the driving forces behind making that available and accessible on Windows in through our various products.
Now, most hardcore skinners know this, but a lot of casual skinners don't really realize that Object Desktop is actually coded by a lot of the applications are coded by different people. Some of them doing one or two. One of your multiple responsibilities is to essentially wrangle these guys. How did that come about? Did you guys just decide that it was easier, or did you find people who were already writing this type of stuff you wanted? How did that work?
We've gone out over the years and we've really found, you know, some of the best developers on the planet, and some of them may have had things that were, you know, germs of an idea that we were able to take and refine and grow to fruition. Or, you know, others, you know, we've come up with some of these ideas, you know, totally on our own, and they've just been the ones who were able to execute on them brilliantly. So it's been an ongoing process over the years to really find people that were good and passionate about what they were working on.
That's cool. In all of your involvement with Object Desktop, what's the coolest thing that you've seen come along where you went and that you, you know, actively pushed and said, you know, I want to see this, and that has gone on to actually, you know, be something cool that everybody's loved and that you could be proud of?
In many ways, it's been window blinds, at least in terms of things I can currently talk about, because, I mean, I've been there from day one in terms of window blinds, working with Neil Banfield, who's a superb developer and an all-around great person, to bring this to, you know, millions of people's computers. And that's not something most people can say, that, you know, that the work that they do, you know, winds up sitting and being used by people on a day-in, day-out basis all the time, to such an extent that it really almost fades into the background, and it's really just a part of their computing experience.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's been probably one of the proudest things.
You have all these people out there who are using Word and using Photoshop and using, you know, Excel, and, you know, they'll use that for a few hours and they shut it down, but that window blinds has been on all day, you know, and will probably be on all month, and it's so...
You visit with Customize, you can get a you know, 3,000 more.
Yeah,
that's right.
Plug here, but yes, very, very cool. I guess we have, you know, the big question that I don't know how much you can actually talk about. That the minute I asked, you know, anybody have any questions? Everybody wants to know Window Blinds 5. You know, there's a lot of rumors going around. Apparently.
I've heard there's going to be a Window Blinds 5. That'll
be transparent. That'll
be nice, I think. Well, I can say that today, as we sit here and record this, is the last day of August. I've always found that fun, new, exciting things start happening in September. Whether that's going off to school or that was probably the only fun, exciting thing I do in the fall.
waiting for the leaves to fall.
Yes, foliage, Lisa, foliage. Yes.
For those of you in California, in other parts of the country, the leaves actually change color.
It's amazing. Yes, it's quite a process to watch.
And for people in the Southeast, ask your parents what it was like before acid rain went and ate all the trees.
Oh,
oh, that's lovely. Okay. Anyway, so that's, I think that's about as good an answer as we're going to be able to get out of you on that one. What in the future? You've already been testing Vista.
And
I understand that you've got, you know, builds of window blinds running on Vista already. So the other question everybody wants to know is, Vista's coming up. Good or bad for skinning?
I think Vista's going to present a tremendous opportunity for people to do some cool new things. The desktop compositor in particular is going to really provide a new way for people to interact with their desktop, with objects, with widgets, with gadgets, with all sorts of things that, you know, we haven't even invented yet at a speed level that's, you know, something appropriate to the modern level of computing that's stuffed inside these boxes. I mean, we're not running, you know, our 1992 ET4000 video cards anymore. We've got a lot of horsepower in the computer that's just sitting idle that can really be used to help improve the experience and to create new applications, new ways of interacting with information that we just haven't seen yet.
And you guys are all ready to go. You already have Style Vista lined up and Tweak Vista.
You may assume that there are things in the pipeline.
Excellent. All right. So I don't want to get you in trouble. So, or me in trouble, since I have to work with you. So, Night Train asked a question which is really not appropriate because you're not primarily a coder. But he was asking, you know, do you dream in code? And I think the question should be rephrased to, can you not dream about, you know, Stardock, window blinds, object desktop at night? Can you actually get away from it at all?
Well, self-medication helps. But,
a couple beers, and I don't remember that stuff at all.
I got to do what in the morning? Screw that. Yes, you know, it is possible to get away and think about other things. You know, there are times, though, and I readily admit this, you know, you're just so into something, once you get past about 10 hours working in the course of a day, you just find it really hard to put things down, is what I've found. And you just, you know, sometimes you're working on something and it's just really exciting to be fleshing it out and getting it out and knowing that when it's ready, it's going to be going out to, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of people.
Yeah, that's very cool. I know I had a couple weeks back, I was texturing some starships for Galsim 2, www.galsim2.com, for Galsim 2, and I was working on these things all weekend, and I didn't stop. And the next day, I was out walking the dogs, and when you design a starship, it's and you skin it, it's all symmetrical, and you do one thing to one side, and the other side just automatically does it. And I started scratching my leg, and I couldn't figure out why my other leg wasn't being scratched, too. So, you know, when you've spent too much time on stuff.
Either that or you need additional hands.
Or I need additional hands. So I think that's great. I mean, there's lots more we could ask you that you could dodge and not have to answer. But so I guess we're about wrapped up. I wanted to thank Chris for coming on. And hopefully we'll keep this podcast a little shorter than last week. So I'm going to stop myself. Last plug of the night is that I will be giving 4 panels at DragonCon in Atlanta this weekend, which is a Labor Day weekend, if you hear this in time, or if you are in Atlanta, or if you are a science fiction fan, which I can't imagine anyone in computers or skinning is into science fiction and fantasy. But if you wanted to come down and meet me, I will be there doing panels, one on skinning, one on game development, couple others just on general art topics. And that's about it.
Paul will be the gentleman with the evil mirror universe Star Trek beard.
Yes, I will be the one with the evil beard. I will be like a really fat Spock. Well, okay, not really, but a hefty Spock. And also, we will be down there, and that this confirms my nerddom that I'm going to be speaking at a science fiction convention.
Indeed.
So I'm dragging Kristen with me, though.
So yes. Right. So I get to be a nerd, too.
Yes. All right. Well, thanks, Chris. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Check out the show notes at my blog at mormagill.wingcustomize.com. And thanks to Stardock, makers of Object Desktop, for supporting us with Power User TV and, more importantly, paying for our bandwidth. So, see you all next week.
If you are characterized as one who displays enjoyment marked by satisfaction or joy, strike the palms of your hands together with a sudden explosive sound. If you are characterized as one who displays enjoyment marked by satisfaction or joy, strike the palms of your hands together with a sudden explosive sound. If you are marked by satisfaction or joy, you should express it in your daily experiences that constitute your existence. Strike the palms of your hands together with a sudden explosive sound. If you are characterized as one who displays enjoyment by satisfaction or joy, tread and trample heavily on the earth below you with your low extremity. If you are characterized as one who displays enjoyment marked by satisfaction or joy, tread and trample heavily on the earth below you with your low extremity. If you are marked by satisfaction or joy, you should express it in your daily experiences that constitute your existence. Try to trample heavily on the earth below you with your low extremity.